Welcome to the Personal Perseverance Project. My name is David Atkins, retired New York State Trooper, million-dollar direct sales, international business earner, author, and keynote motivational speaker, where each week I come here to help you break through your excuses so you can live a life up to your fullest potential. Let the project begin.
That is my mindset. I operate on a level of excellence, and you guys need to wake up every single day, and you need to operate on a level of excellence and create your masterpiece.
What's up, guys, and welcome to this special message today. And you know, today's message is going to be a little different. Today's message is coming from a place that I think sometimes every now and then everybody needs to hear. You know, the last couple of months, the last maybe 6 months at all the events that I spoke at to hundreds of, well, thousands of people, I'm just hearing over and over again that people are struggling. People are having hard times. People are going through rough patches. Coming out of the pandemic, people are feeling stuck. People are feeling unmotivated. People are stressed out. People are struggling. And today's message I really want to give to you guys today is that sometimes in life, you just have to give yourself a little grace. Sometimes in life, you have to understand it's okay to struggle. We all struggle. We all get knocked down. Like, I have trials and tribulations myself every single day, and I may not always share them with you because I don't want to discourage you, but in this podcast message today, I want to let you know that it's okay to get knocked down. It's okay to struggle. It's okay that everything at times may seem to be falling apart. You know, and I won't forget two specific times that I was at a speaking event, one very recent, one last year. And the first one, I remember standing in line, well, the people were standing in line. And after I normally do my keynote presentation, I do a book signing and I have a line of people that come up to get a signed copy of my book. We take pictures. And I'll never forget this one event. I want to talk about two specific examples. But I remember noticing a couple people back in the line. And there was this lady that I can see she was visibly upset. I can see that she was crying. I can see that she was nervous. She was looking down at the ground. Her hands were folded near her waist, and she was looking down. She'd look up at me, and when she finally, you know, came up to me and she looked at me, she had tears in her eyes, and she's like, "David, I feel like God came through your lips to my ears." And she's like, "I needed to hear this." And she started telling me about everything that she's going through and the struggles that she had. And then she's like, "Can I just give you a hug with my message?" And that was just really eye-opening, you know, when that lady said that, you know. And then I take surveys at the end and I hear about what people are struggling with and, you know, whether people are feeling overwhelmed at times, people are feeling that they're burning the candle at both ends, people are feeling that they can't catch a break. People are feeling that no matter what they do, it just continues to seem to be going in the wrong direction. And I remember a recent event just this year that a gentleman came up to me again in the book signing line, and he came up, and for those of you that are watching can see kind of my mannerisms, but he's shaking my hand and he's kind of nodding his head and his eyes are warded up. And I can see his lips are kind of quivering. And I go, "You okay?" And he's just nodding. And he couldn't talk. Like, he had a lump in his throat. And he's just like, "Yeah, yes." He's like, I go, "What's going on? You know, what are you going through?" And he couldn't get it out. And he's sitting there. And he just said, I just needed to hear this. And I needed to hear this specifically as how I am as a father to my kids. And it made me realize, you know, my message, you know, when I talk about, you know, our mindset, the way we show up every day, how we handle adversity, how we show up as human beings, how our attitude is, how our energy is when we choose, recognizing that every single day life is a blessing, life is a gift. You know, with all the message I share, I know I'm doing my job when I can move people in a way that they want to go out there and improve their life and change their life for the better. Because that's what I feel like I'm in the business now, is to change lives, people's, for the better. But well, the reason I'm doing this message with you guys is because I know you may be struggling. I know you may be going through a hard time. I know you may be getting knocked down, and I just want you to give yourself some grace. It's okay, like I said a couple of minutes ago, to go through these tough times, because we all do. I could tell you my first month of the year, this January, I thought I was going to have a great month, and I had a lot of things that didn't go great. I had a lot of things that went wrong. I had a lot of things that didn't work out in my favor, and that's both professionally in my career as well as personally, you know, having one daughter in college and navigating that, and having a teenager turning 16, a daughter teenager, and hormones and all the things that we as parents go through. And sometimes you're like, I just can't catch a break. So I want to share with you 5 points that I have, 5 points that I want you to remember, to remind yourself when it comes to times of struggle, to remind yourself, like I said, that it's okay if we get knocked down. It's okay that we are having rough days, right? So my first point I want to share with you guys is this. I want you to remember, up until now, your success rate of handling every hardship, every negative maybe opinion that somebody made of you, every obstacle that you had to face, your success rate up to this point is 100%. Because you are still here. You are still here, which means no matter what happened, whatever you are facing, your heart is still beating, you're breathing fresh air, and you overcame it. Maybe not in the way that you foresee things happening, but your success rate for every struggle that you've had up until this point is 100%. So don't beat yourself up when you're going through tough times. Recognize you are stronger than you think. You are doing better than you think. You are okay, and it's okay to struggle, but I think sometimes we get in our own head and we think that the world is ending and we have it so bad, but you actually are succeeding because you are still here, okay? The second thing is this. I need you to focus on how far you have already come instead of how far you need to go. I'm going to say that again. I need you to focus on how far you have already come instead of how far you need to go. Sometimes, so often, when we're struggling and we're getting knocked down and things are going bad for us in life, we're thinking about what's happening right now, or we didn't get this next thing, or this didn't work out, or that didn't work out. But sometimes you need to pause and you need to celebrate the victories that you had up until this point. Sometimes we need to pause and look back on how far we came. Like, I can tell you that sometimes I need to pause and be like, my goodness, maybe it didn't work out with a certain event that I wanted to speak at, or maybe my business, my other direct sales business, isn't going as well as it has. And maybe I'm going through some rough patch, you know, as my kids are navigating tough times. But you know what? I wrote a book. You know what? I spoke at other events and made an impact. You know what? There was a time when I was so scared to retire from the state police at a young age, with everybody telling me my goals and dreams of going to be a speaker and an author were crazy. But I did do it, and I'm here, and I'm in the arena, and I'm in the fight, and I have come so far. And I share this with you because sometimes I need to remind myself to stop focusing on what I didn't get and start focusing on what I did get. Start focusing on how far I really came. So whatever you're going through, whatever you're focusing on, whatever letdown you had, I need you to look back. I need you to celebrate the victories. I need you to celebrate yourself. I need you to celebrate what you have accomplished up until this point. Okay? The third point is this. I need you to make decisions when you're in a struggling time based on principles, not on your emotions. What do I mean by that? This past Monday, I had zero motivation when my alarm went off at 5 in the morning to get up to start my morning routine. My morning routine involves, I did a whole podcast on that, but it involves meditation, it involves prayer, it involves reading personal development, and then ultimately it involves doing about an hour workout. I didn't want to get out of bed. I wasn't feeling motivated. So my emotions were saying to sleep in. My emotions were saying, David, you can do it later during the day. My emotions were saying, it's okay to skip a day. But I know that the principle of discipline is where things truly happen when it comes to success. I know that I've heard Jocko Willink, I always follow him, discipline equals freedom. I know that if I can follow the principle of discipline and do the thing that I don't want to do because I don't feel like doing it, that I know it's the right thing to do. I knew getting up in the morning and working on myself through personal development and prayer and meditation and getting my workout in 100% of the time sets me up for success throughout the rest of the day. I know that principle is have the discipline to do that because it's going to positively impact your life. Emotions in that moment were stay in bed, do it tomorrow, don't do it. And sometimes in life, you need to make your decisions based on the principles, not based on your emotions. So I knew in that moment, David, don't let the emotions, just get up, have the discipline because I know this is going to make me better. Same applies for like the principle of consistency. You know, there's no such thing as overnight success. Emotions may say, oh, this didn't work out today. You know, this didn't work out. I didn't get the results, so I'm going to quit and give up. No, but anything in life, if you're consistent, just moving forward even a little bit, day after day after day, over time will lead to success. That's the principle of being consistent. So for me on this Monday, it was the principle of being disciplined. So when you're struggling and you're going through this tough time and you're getting knocked down, I need you to make decisions based on proven principles that you know it's what your gut says you should do, and don't make them on the emotion, which in the moment is probably an emotion of despair, depression, anxiety, stress, overwhelm. Sometimes you need to like take a step back. You need to get out of your emotions and you need to recognize, what do I need to do now? What do I know is the right thing? And guys, sometimes, actually all the time, pretty much all the time, the right thing is probably the harder thing. The right thing to do is not going to be the path of least resistance. And too often people are taking the path of least resistance and it just doesn't work out. So that's my third point. Number four is this, about giving yourself grace sometimes. Maybe you just need to take a day off. Maybe you just need to take a day off. I like to say sometimes you need to slow down to speed up. Sometimes I recognize that when I'm working, you know, long days and putting a lot of work in the office, or maybe I'm exercising, sometimes even on my days off, which is Sunday, I want to go for another run, and the next thing you know, I'm going 16, 17 days. I haven't had a day off, and my body is just constantly feeling tired. I know to get stronger physically, I need to take a rest day. Same thing for you mentally. Now, I'm not saying you should have excuses. Don't let your excuses get in the way, but sometimes you just need to take a day off. You need a day to reset. You need a day to unplug from the phone. You need a day to unplug from television and the news and social media and just go outside and get in the sunlight, get some vitamin D, go outside, go for a walk, go for a bike ride, go to the movies, get some popcorn, have some candy, and just go and see a good movie, something that is going to take your mind off of things, you know? Reach out to some friends, you know, go out for a date with your spouse or your husband, or take your kids somewhere, go to the park, whatever it is. It's just that sometimes you just need to take a day off when you're struggling and you need to recognize that, okay? And my fifth point to share with you guys is that if you're struggling and you're getting knocked down, just make sure you are in an environment that is supporting you. Make sure that you're in an environment surrounded by people that are engines in your life, not anchors. People that lift you up, that are not bringing you down. And you may say, David, you know, I live in a home that, you know, I live with my parents still, or my parents live with me, or my coworkers or my spouse, they're so negative and they're down. Well, listen, you can choose, because of technology today, to listen to a podcast like this that's going to help your mindset. You can make the authors of the books that you read become part of your environment. What I'm getting at is you need to be putting, you need to be fueling your brain with seeds, because your brain is like a seed. Whatever you water it will grow. Okay? So if you are watering your seeds with garbage, you're going to produce weeds in your brain. The weeds are going to grow. But if you're watering your brain with positivity and messages that are uplifting, that's also going to germinate, and that's going to grow in your brain as well, and that's going to help affect in a positive way how you think, how you act, how you show up, and the energy you bring. So right now, because of technology, you can get that. You know, I could tell you yesterday when I went for a run in the afternoon for 45 minutes, I listened to a motivational message for 45 minutes. I didn't listen to music. You know, I often listen to music. I didn't listen to the news. I listened to a motivational message, which is a compilation of many different speakers, just as I was running to fuel my brain for the better. So you can do that too. So if you're physical environment at home is not good or at work is not good, well, when you're driving back and forth to work, you can listen to something other than the news or music. When you're at home at night or before you go to bed, you can choose to read or listen to a good book. So you need to check your environment. Why is this important? Because we all struggle, and sometimes the best way to get out of it is by the people that you hang out with or the people that you listen to or the people that books that you read. They're going to help you overcome those tough times, because nobody is immune to tough times. We're all going to get knocked down, and you need to have ways to overcome that. And better yet, you need to have ways not only to overcome that, to grow from it. Ways to know that next time when this happens, this is how I'm going to handle it in a better way. So guys, that's my 5 points in this message today. Really is about giving yourself some grace. Is about it's okay to struggle. It's okay to feel overwhelmed, but to let you know that I'm cheering for you. I'm rooting for you. I have my days as well. We all have our days. We are human beings. We are not robots. We're going to get struggle, and it's okay. It's okay. So make sure that you are also somebody that's lifting somebody else up, because there are people in this world that are struggling. And after speaking at events and from the surveys I get back and the people in line and the things they said, you just don't know what somebody's going through. You don't know by simply smiling at somebody when you walk into work or holding the door open for somebody or saying good morning or good afternoon or waving hello, how that can positively impact somebody, because you don't know what they're going through. Just like you could be going through something, and I need to share this message with you today. So my friends, I hope this message was of value to you. Hope you've been enjoying the interviews in the Personal Perseverance Project. Please subscribe to the channel. Share this podcast with people, because the goal every day is for me to help people live up to their fullest potential and to change their lives for the better. And you know what? I can't do it alone. I do it by we work together to share the message. So give yourself some grace. Today is a new day. There's 86,400 seconds each day. You choose what you do today. Make it a better day. Brush yourself off. Get back on the saddle. It's okay that you've been struggling, but you 100% control how you react. Guys, have a great day, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Personal Perseverance Project. My goal every single day is to help people live up to their fullest potential. So please share this episode, subscribe to my channel, and maybe even leave a review. Be sure to connect and follow me on all my social media channels. And if you would like more information about me potentially being a keynote speaker at your event, or maybe you want to work with me one-on-one as your private coach, be sure to go to my website at davidakinspeaks.com for more information. Thank you.